Hello, my name's Tom Morgan, and welcome to clearvisionrevival.com. This website has been specifically set up to teach Christians how to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. I came to the Lord back in 1984. I was 27 years old. I was married, and I had two children. Now, Donna and I have three children and three grandchildren. So we've been married for nearly 40 years, and it's been 35 years since we came to the Lord. And we were people who didn't believe in God. We were atheists, and within a couple of days, we were baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit and out on the street preaching the gospel. And we gave up our hippie life and walked in the Lord for 35 years. And over that 35 years, we spent 25 years in a church. We did the church thing, and in 2009, Don and I decided to really press in to the Lord for something a little better than what we'd experienced over the 25 years of just playing church. So we sat down and we prayed for about 5 hours a day, every day for 3 months. And the power of God came over us and transformed our lives completely. So we sat down for 5 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week, for 3 months, and we prayed in the Holy Spirit. We prayed in tongues. And as I said, the presence of God enveloped our lives. So we started seeing people healed, started seeing people's lives change, people being filled with the Holy Spirit at a greater quantity. And we kept going for 5 years in that mode. Every day we get up and we pray for 5 hours a day, every day. And we did that for 5 years, and it totally transformed our life in such a way that we're able now to help people who are bogged down in the ditch, who don't understand where they are in the kingdom of God. They don't truly understand their function in the kingdom of God. They don't understand how to touch heaven. They don't understand how to walk in the glory of God. They don't know what it's like to just lift your hands and the presence of God fills the room. They don't understand that stuff. And every now and then they have a bit of a lucky dip ministry where God turns up, something happens, and then nothing for weeks, months, maybe years. But we've learned to consistently, day after day, walk in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We've learned consistently to, when we put our hands on somebody, something major happens. We've learned consistently to walk like that. And this website is here to teach you, to help you understand and make sense of it all, so that you can walk in the power of God. If you want to play church and you want to sit on a fence and you really don't want anything else but just a Sunday meeting, this place is really not for you. This place is for people who have a burning fire in their belly, who have a vision that has never ever come to pass, a vision that God has put inside them, but they haven't been able to birth it. They haven't been able to make it work. Well, this place is for you. We're going to show you how to effectively bring all of those things inside you out into reality and to be a part of your life consistently. Not lucky dip Christianity, but consistent, power-led, spirit-led Christianity. Walking in dunamis power and in ability of through the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus. We're going to teach you how that through the transformation of the Holy Spirit, your life can be energized and you can be an effective worker for the body of Christ. You can bring in the kingdom of heaven into people's lives and change people's lives by the power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, it's not about us. It's about lifting Jesus Christ up. And it's about being an effective servant, not with just words and a nice hug, but with power, something that can actually change somebody's life, something that can actually give somebody hope, something that can energize people to want to go and do the same thing. We're not interested in words. We're not interested in a nice hug. You know, the world can do all that, but there's no power in the world. We're interested in the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit to transform people's lives. That's what we're interested in. And we're interested in teaching you how it works. We want to demonstrate it. You know, you'll find that on our website there's about 14 testimonies, and they go into great detail on how we walked all of this out, how that we sat down, we prayed in tongues, we got full of God, and then we released it by the laying of hands into other people, and their lives totally transformed. People got filled with the Holy Spirit, healed of cancer, schizophrenia, depression, back pains, all sorts of stuff. Theology all fixed up because the Holy Spirit went to work on them and got rid of all the rubbish out of their life. And they walked in understanding. They walked in truth. And they walked in the fullness of what God has called them to walk in. From the beginning of the earth, the creation of the earth, God had good works for you to walk in, and he's been waiting to partner with you. All he needs to do is to get you out of Christianity or false Christianity or Sunday Christianity, whatever one you want to call it, and get you into true Christianity. You know, religion is just Christianity with no power. And, you know, sometimes God turns up and it's like lucky dip prayer time, lucky dip worship time, whatever. But, you know, in our lives, in Donna and my life, our reality is when we lift our hands up, the Lord turns up every time. When we lay our hands on somebody, it's because the Lord has directed us to them in shopping centers, on the footpath somewhere, in parks, wherever we are. We lay our hands on them. The Lord says, that person, we go and we lay hands on them. And the power of God comes over them. And they are astonished. And their lives start to transform by the power of the kingdom of God. So we want to show you how this works. We want to show you how to step into your eternity. We want to show you how to work with the kingdom of God through the Holy Spirit. It's not a hard thing. It's actually absolutely simple. All you do is step aside and let the Holy Spirit step into your life, transform everything that you understand that what God is, and recreate that image, a true image inside of you, according to the Word of God, and then work through you authentically. And there'll be a marvelous reward waiting for you at the end when Jesus comes back and says, well done, good and faithful servant. You know, we're entering into the last days. Time's short. It's time for us as the church to wake up, to shake off the shackles and the weight that easily holds us back, and to walk in the freedom and power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we want for you. So if you just stick around on this website, listen to some of the podcasts, it just might happen to you. Matter of fact, I can guarantee it will. Because all of the people who have come to this website and have actually applied all of these things, the presence of God has turned up massively in their life. We get testimony after testimony of people who've come along and have listened to the podcasts, and the anointing has fallen on them. And they've started praying, and their lives are transformed. Sickness has left them, and now they've got boldness, and now some of them are out on the street laying hands on people, and it's not lucky dip ministry. God turns up all the time. So if you want that, this place is for you. We're not about not being in church. We would love to be in church. It's unfortunate that a lot of churches just want to play religion. What we want is authentic Christianity with power. What we want is authentic transformation through the Holy Spirit, not through humanism, not through modern thinking, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to see people's lives sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We want people's minds to be totally changed so that they have the mind of Christ. We want people to be covered in the presence of God so that wherever they go, they bring the kingdom of God with them. And they can minister to people with confidence that God will turn up. because they walk and they live and they move and have their being in him. This is a different form of Christianity. It's first century Christianity. Over the thousands of years, man has had a lot of opportunities to mess it up and to bring about hundreds of different forms of Christianity. We're going back to the Bible, back to the original blueprint, and we're walking in that, in the first century Christianity. And we're seeing power. We're seeing the Holy Ghost move in our lives. So if you want to stick around in this website and start looking at what we've done, and you can apply it as well, we're here to serve you and minister to you. You'll find on this website strategies how to get your marriage fixed up if it's not working too well. You'll find strategies on this website on how to financially get secure without having to dip your hand in your pocket and just keep giving, giving, giving. God will supply a seed for you to sow. He'll first supply a seed for you to sow into anointed ground or anointed ministry. We'll show you these things. We'll show you how to warfare effectively against darkness in your life so that you minimize all the damage and you become more than an overcomer. We show you how to walk in great joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. We show you how to step into that stream or that river of life which flows from the throne room of God and will totally transform your life, the presence of God, stepping into that stream anytime you want. God will turn up. God is waiting on you. You shouldn't be waiting on God. That's bad theology. God's not trying to play hide and seek with you. He's in one place and he doesn't move from that place. We're the ones that move. We're the ones that get out of alignment with God. And we want to show you how to effectively get into alignment with God so that the presence of God will turn up all the time. God desires to have a relationship with you, not just a far away relationship, but a relationship that will transform your life through the love of the Father. You know, Jesus even said, "This is eternal life, that you might know the Father." So come along and have a look and see what God has for you in this place. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I've been walking in this since 2009. Since 2009, we went home, started praying so that we could get our brothers and sisters out the ditch. We saw families breaking up, people who were in the Lord for 5 or 10 years giving up and just going back into the world and stopped walking in the race. So we figured that we needed stuff from God, not just words and a nice cuddle and a hug and say, "God will do it for you," and praise the Lord. We had something to actually offer where the Holy Spirit flowed out of us into them and transformed their life. That's what we were after, and we found it. We found it in bucket loads. And now we teach other people how to walk in this. So we'll leave it there.